has the stat you need to be looking for right now that I believe is the most important, or at least one of the most important stats you could ever be doing in these uncertain times of doing business. Hey docs, I want to teach a little series of how you should be preparing and some of the things you should be doing that helped us get through some incredibly difficult periods, but not only get through, but prepare. And what I'm teaching you today is a stat that's very seldom spoken about. I think I coined it, or I created it, or invented it. Nothing's new in the world, but certainly the term for it, I haven't heard anyone else speak before. And he has the stat you need to be looking for right now that I believe is the most important, or at least one of the most important stats you could ever be doing in these uncertain times of doing business. Let me give you the definition of uncertain. Being told that you've got 48 hours with which you cannot practice in 48 hours, you have to close your doors potentially, and you have to reschedule everyone. Now, here's where the important stat comes in. You should be aggressively measuring and aggressively searching out to improve something called your future visit statistic. Why? The problem about a lockdown is not that the patients won't come back. They will. You and I both know that. We've proved that this year. The problem with lockdown is that you lose momentum and people lose routines. We are creatures of routine, or creatures of habit, rather. So the strategy, or the difficulty with people being relaunching, is that they have to reactivate and get people back into the schedule where, for instance, they were only booked one or two visits ahead of time. Then to go phone them and rebook them is a different conversation, as opposed to going, your next two or three visits are canceled because we closed, but you schedule out for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, months, whatever it is. It's an easy conversation to go, don't worry about your next two or three visits, but we'll just carry on as normal after that. So it's an important stat at any time to do business like this, future visit stat, and be booking out ahead of time. But right now, more than ever, because there is a very high chance you get locked down again. Now, you do not want to put the strain on your team to have to phone everyone and rebook. It is, we had 6,000 future visit stats, future visit appointments. They were already in the schedule. Some of them, those are just the ones we had to reschedule. Can you imagine the stress on the team having to reschedule 6,000 visits? Now, I don't want that for you. And here's my tip. There's my lesson I learned, but also the massive advantage we had. We already measured these stats. We already had the blessing of having 6,000 to 10,000 people pre-booked in the schedule. So even though we went into lockdown for 8 weeks, there were already thousands of people booked after the lockdown. That's what you're aiming for now. So here's what I'd highly recommend, as I want you to operate as if you had to close for the next 2 weeks, do you have, if you look at your future visit stats, if you look at 3 weeks from now, the week 3 weeks from now, or 4 weeks from now, how many people are in that schedule right now? So that's what a future visit stat is. We look at it as a minimum, absolute minimum, the 4 weeks from now. So if we look at last week's schedule, how many people in the schedule last week, 4 weeks from now, expressed as a percentage, how many people are booked in the schedule 4 weeks from now. If you do that stat and you are below 10%, you're in trouble. It's going to be a tough old year for you, but you should be aiming to have a high portion of people that were in the diary or schedule last week pre-booked in 4 weeks' time, so that there is inbuilt momentum in the business. There's inbuilt routines and habits built in the business. So you know that even if you had to lock down now and your telephones were disappeared and your staff disappeared, like many of us have had to do, you understand that you've got that security in the business. Please understand that I absolutely mean this from the bottom of my heart, that statistic will save your behind many times in the coming months. Let's assume for the next year we could come in and out of lockdown in wherever you practice in the planet. If you're not working on this aggressively right now and getting your team in a training to understand that everyone should be booked at least until the second progress exam, or at the very least until the first progress exam, then as a team, it takes a team to do this, by the way, and straight away in your report of findings, straight away in your initial consultations, you are seeding some of that stuff. For instance, in your report of findings, a very easy statement is, we will get those booked ahead of time. That's how we work here. Mary at the front desk will help you with that and get that all booked ahead of time. Don't worry, we just pencil them in so you can get your best spots, or the spots that best suit you. And if you can't make them, no problem, we reschedule those. But especially during these times, we like to book those ahead of time so everyone has security, everyone knows when they're coming, and we can prep for you and make sure you get your best slots. Mary will help you and they get those booked right to your second progress, right to your first progress, whatever you do in your practice, up to 3 months ahead of time. We have some of our busiest practices that book their wellness and their maintenance patients up to a year in advance. So as a little tip for you, just look at that. You want to look at that stat 4 weeks from now, how many, as expressed as last week, how many people are booked in the schedule. Also, start doing some training with your team that when you go to the front desk, do some role play. We actually get the schedules out and we book them out to whether it's first, second progress, or up to 3 months, however you practice, whatever you feel comfortable doing. But push the boundaries now a little bit. And you want to do some role play and schedule that. And you want to measure that because whatever you measure improves. If you're not measuring that on a weekly basis, you can forget it. So I hope that's helpful. It saved my behind. Do you know how comforting it was knowing going into lockdown, went to lockdown for 8 weeks, knowing we had 6,000 visits already in the schedule? That was a huge sigh of relief. If you had no one pre-booked, you got a tough old time, and you're hoping and praying that they come back, which they do, but it's going to take longer, and it's a much harder logistical nightmare if you have to do that, as opposed to if you've got people pre-booked. Hope this tip is helpful. I'm going to be filming a few of these over this period to help you make 2020 your best year yet. See you soon. I am running a webinar on the 16th and 17th of January on exactly how to do all these strategies. I hope to see you in that webinar, but hopefully this was helpful in itself. Click on the link. You can get registered for those, and they're 2 live webinars, no recordings, but we will be giving you swipe files and reactivation materials and front-end Facebook materials, etc., to help you. See you soon.